Native Talk.
Hey everybody, Chris Holyfield here for another English tip. Today we're going to be talking about a few different ways to confirm that your listener is understanding what you say. First up, we've got, you know what I mean. You can put you know what I mean at the end of any statement. Actually, English speakers use this a lot, maybe a little bit too much. You can say you know what I mean or just you know. So, I went to the store and blah 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 blah, you know? Or you know what I mean? Both of these are pretty common. Next, we've got am I making sense? You can say am I making sense when you're in a more official or formal setting, maybe if you are at work and you're doing a presentation, or if you're teaching a class or something, you could be like, yeah, so tomorrow we're gonna go over the figures from last quarter's projection, blah 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 blah. Am I making sense here? Here, it's just a very polite way to ask if people understand you. And finally, we've got catch my drift. Catch my drift is a very colloquial, very slang way to ask if somebody understands what you mean, but we can only use this if we are just implying something and not actually saying it. So if you tell me that you want to invite me over for dinner, I could say, actually, I'm not the biggest fan of your cooking, if you catch my drift. Here it's like, I don't like your cooking. It's bad, sorry. But I don't want to actually say that I don't like your cooking, so I just say that I'm not the biggest fan and end it with catch my drift. We can use this when we're implying anything. I hope you guys liked it, and I will see you again next video.